anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on National Letter of Intent Signing Day. It is today, and where will all the folks be going? We will be talking with Jeremy Crabtree from the Rivals Network. He is their national recruiting editor. We'll talk about Nebraska. We'll talk about, you know, classes. Here's the thing again today. You make predictions. You never come back and say, well, this is what I predicted. We try to do that here on this show. I want to know, was Florida, was Oklahoma, was USC, which I'm sure they were, what was their recruiting class like in 03 and 04? Who were the busts? Who were the guys that overachieved? We make such a big deal out of National Letter of Intent Day. Now, for the high school kids, it's big because they're going to college. They do it once. For us, we do it all the time. I mean, for the media, when I say us. We do it every year, just another day. Here's the recruiting class. Back in 2003, LSU was number one, followed by Florida, Southern Cal, Oklahoma, Miami of Florida. Okay, Miami. Six, Georgia, preseason number one. Seven, North Carolina State.
Oh.
Eight, South Carolina. Nine, Sylvester Croom's Mississippi State team. 10, Texas A&M.
That was in the proverbial crapper this year. Couldn't get much worse.
Folks, don't put a whole lot of stock into what happens today. The sunny schools, the big-time schools are going to get the five stars, and everybody else has to coach up.
How many in BCS games that were in the top 10? Or even if you want to go 15.
Okay, now 2003, again, would have been five-year seniors this year. If you want to look at the kids.
Well, you're looking at red shirts and then their senior year.
Well, 2004, you have to assume maybe if you're on the top recruiting class now, maybe you come straight through. Southern Cal, LSU, and again, these guys have won national championships. Florida State, number three. Now, again, they're starting to point it in the right direction.
They finished
the season strong. Miami.
No.
Back-to-back top five recruiting classes.
Not there.
Michigan, number five.
Wow.
Georgia, Florida, Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Texas. And Texas A&M was 13th, by the way.
So you've got three teams out of that top 10. The rest, no one even really, would you say Florida State's on the verge? So you got three teams in the BCS games. One team close, but really a couple games away. So not an indication.
2005 recruiting class. These are the kids that will be fifth-year seniors for the most part. Nebraska, number five, chalk up a national title. Southern Cal, Florida State, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Nebraska, Michigan, Miami of Florida, Texas A&M, Cal, Georgia. Now, Iowa's at 11. See, here's a team that got a good recruiting class and had a pretty decent year this year. Iowa, that team from off the charts.
Okay, but I would put them as that on the verge team, where you've got two legitimate teams right there this year in title game or in BCS games.
I always enjoy looking back to see how good these classes are. And again, when you talk to the experts, they can only scout the talent. Then it's up to the schools to find out, well, was the kid really not a four-star or five-star? Did he have some learning problems? Did he have not as much talent as it looked like? Did he play for a team that wasn't that good? Nebraska, what they're hammering home, Sean Callahan's talked about it. A lot of guys that cover the Huskers every single day have talked about it. Even if they're not 4-stars and 3-star players. They're getting kids from high schools that were winners. Not a whole lot of guys in the Nebraska recruiting class are coming off teams that went 3-8 his senior year or 4-5 his senior year.
But, Doug, one person that never misses when you're talking about recruiting, never has missed, is Jeremy Crabtree.
He is the national recruiting editor for Rivals.com. He gives us a few minutes this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, a very busy day. Jeremy, thanks so much for the time and good morning.
Oh, wow, don't lay that on me. Because we missed on Alex Smith, the number one draft pick in the NFL a couple years ago. But, of course, he only had one scholarship offer when he was coming out, so we weren't the only ones that missed. But glad to be here, guys. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. Obviously, we want to know about Nebraska, but kind of talking in, as you might have caught the tail end there leading in, we've been looking back at what Rivals had for their rankings in 03, 04, 05, and then looked at how those teams did this past year and the last couple of years on the national radar, getting to BCS games, winning conference championships. Are you satisfied with the way your overall rating program has went the last 5 years? And what about the teams that panned out and those that maybe didn't from the class of 03, 04, 05, depending on how you look at those?
Oh, I think there's no question that there is a direct correlation between the type of talent recruiting classes you have and your future success. I mean, it's not the end-all, be-all answer, as you guys alluded to as I was listening in. There are a number of different factors that evolve and change whether a kid meets his true potential. All we are is evaluating a point of time. We're evaluating what the kid is like in his senior season in high school and where we believe he's going to be 3-4 years down the road. And that's so tough because, you know, there are so many different factors, you know, that go involved with it. I mean, his relationship with his assistant coach is, did he pick the right school that's going to run the system that fits him the best? I mean, does he get injured? Does he have a fight with his girlfriend and want to move back home and be with mom and dad? I mean, there's a million different factors that we just can't explain and correlate into a ranking standpoint. But I think if you go back and look, you can see that there is some direct parallels between the schools that do well in the recruiting front and the schools that compete for championships. I mean, there's a reason why the Texases, there's a reason why the Oklahomas, there's a reason why USC's and Florida's always win, is because they do well in the recruiting wars. And not every single kid's going to be a hit, but if you sign a majority of those guys and make them into hits, you're going to have a successful team in the future.
Jeremy, when rating players, have you guys tweaked your own system over the years?
And we've also surrounded ourselves also with the better people that have a good football acumen, guys that know much more about football than a lot of us other people do. And we brought in a guy recently, his name is Barry Every, who worked as basically as the right-hand man for Mack Brown in North Carolina. Then he went with Mark Richt to Georgia and Florida State. So he spent time as a recruiter, and we've got other people that have played college football now on our staff. So I think that's our that's what we try to do, is we just have taken natural steps in our evolution to do better jobs by surrounding ourselves with people that actually have played the game and know what a good player should be.
Talking with Jeremy Crabtree, he is the national recruiting editor for Rivals.com. Overall, Ohio State is listed as number one, and we talked with Sean Callahan yesterday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ohio State number one, and they seem to be the only school really in the North that has an outstanding recruiting class, or at least projection. Your thoughts on why it's Ohio State? Got a lot of talent, but why are none of the other northern schools getting some of this talent? Are they just recruiting better than everybody, or is there just that much talent in Ohio?
Well, actually, LSU's leapfrogged number one here at 11 o'clock in the morning. this is an ever-evolving ranking process today as everything starts to be officially formalized. But Ohio State and Michigan, and then you look at Michigan State, there's three schools from north of that, I guess, what Mason-Dixon line that are going to finish in our top 15 nationally. So that's a good job by those guys. But Ohio State kind of has separated themselves from the pack in the Big Ten. And that's no surprise because, one, they've got the great natural recruiting base a lot of other schools in the northern part of the country don't have. I mean, they have 50 kids that are upper-level Big Ten caliber guys each and every year to pick from. And kind of like what Texas does, kind of like what we see in Florida and USC, they get to select the guys that they want to recruit in their own backyard. They had a ton of success in Pennsylvania this year, and they dipped down to Florida. Florida's been very good to the Bucks, and as you've seen, I mean, they've been able to upgrade their speed considerably because of the success they've had going down the state of Florida.
Jeremy Crabtree from the Rivals Network joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jeremy, when you look at Nebraska's recruiting class, they were looking for 21 kids. Right now, 19 have signed. They're only going to get 20 because DeAndre Byrd, the cornerback, is there. They will be placing him in a junior college, hopefully down the road to come to Nebraska. So the class looks to stand at 20. Taylor Martinez is the only kid that has not signed at a Corona, California, which is that a big deal? When you look up and down your list, you guys have the list of people that have not been signed yet. Nebraska only has one, where there's a lot of other schools still looking for people to sign.
Well, I think don't worry about it because he's still 2 hours behind us out there. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning out there in California, and they do things a little different out there. So I wouldn't be worried about that yet. Now, if we get to later on in the day and we see he hasn't signed by 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock our time, then you might start to worry a little bit. But I don't have a feeling, don't have any kind of reason why we don't think he wouldn't be coming to Nebraska. I mean, every indication is that we he was going to sign with the Huskers, and you take the Byrd kid out, it did drop Nebraska out of the top 25 nationally, but still overall, I'm very impressed with this class for a number of different reasons. The field needs a key position. They've got some good running backs. They upgraded their offensive line. They've got some darn good linebackers coming in, and I think their defensive back group's underrated also.
Jeremy Crabtree joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everybody believes that Cody Green is the number one recruit coming in for the Huskers. Is that an agreement with you, or is there somebody else that you think might be actually a better fit for Nebraska?
Well, I mean, I think Cody Green's got the ability to be a star in the future. There's no question about that at all. And I think there's a couple guys that need that they kind of fall into this also, but I think that you have to look at Rex Burkhead. I think he had a tremendous high school career and has moved up the charts considerably in our opinions. I think he's the type of kid that will be a star in the Nebraska offense. And I look at Chris Williams. Chris Williams just a destroyer out there at the linebacker spot. I think the ability for him to come in and fit in quickly for the black shirts is pretty darn good. He's going to be a special player for them.
Jeremy, when you look down at other outside factors, Jason Pierre-Paul is a four-star rush end, had previously committed to South Florida. Doesn't look like that's probably going to happen today. Does Nebraska have a shot at him?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I talked to his coach this morning, and said everything was still good with USF. So, I mean, if something does happen, then, you know, it's crazy. Crazy stuff's happening today. You never want to say never, but it would be unexpected.
Is there some crazy stuff that's already happened, people backing out and going other places?
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing how many signing day drama that we're following. You know, we're following the number two player in the country, Reuben Randall, and his decision, is he going to go ahead and sign with LSU, or is he going to wait it out and maybe end up at Oklahoma? We've got about 31 kids nationally that we've been following today that are going to have a pretty big say as to who finishes as the number one team in the country. And it's just, we've had more drama this year than any other year in the past.
Are any of those kids going to affect any Big 12 North school?
I don't really think so, other than Sheldon Richardson, and there's only one guy, that's Sheldon, and he's the top player in the St. Louis area, the top player in the state of Missouri. He is right now committed to Missouri, but he took an official visit to Miami this past weekend. There's talk that Miami might get him to sway at the last second, but you know, we'll know actually in about 15 minutes what he's officially doing.
Jeremy, kind of following up on Doug's last question, Sean Callahan kind of gave us the info yesterday that Nebraska seems to have quite a lead on the rest of the Big 12 North. Is that your feeling as well?
I don't know if I would say quite a bit of a lead. It's probably not I don't know if there's a ton of difference between the Nebraska class and what Kansas has done and realistically what Missouri's done also. I mean, Missouri's at 35 right now, Nebraska's at 27, and Kansas is at 29. Kansas did pick up a really nice commitment today from a four-star Rivals 250 player in the state of Ohio, so that bumped them up a little bit. So, you know, no, I don't know if the difference is as dramatic as Sean maybe alluded to. I think that there's three really good classes in the North this year.
Jeremy, we'll let you get out of here with this one. You look, and we're just watching a kid from Hawaii sign with Notre Dame right
now.
That's
a surprise right there.
Do you ever look at your top 25, scratch your head, and go, how do we have this school ranked so high? How did they do it? I mean, Arkansas, good coach now going in. They're in your top 20. Is there a school in it you scratch your head? How are they pulling this off this year?
You know, I don't know. I think maybe Stanford, with the struggles that they've had on the field the past couple of years and the academic requirements that they have to work with, I think that's something that is really really surprising to some people nationally. But when you step back and look at Jim Harbaugh as just a tremendous recruiter, then that might that makes it a little bit easier for people to understand.
And who's number one on your board for 2010?
Central Henderson is an offensive lineman from up in the Minneapolis area, future left tackle franchise-type kid.
Jeremy, always got it going on. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, take care, fellas.
He is the national recruiting editor for Rivals.com. Very busy day, Jeremy Crabtree. I probably could have asked him 2011.
He would have known.
He would have had somebody. He would have had somebody. It's amazing. Again, though, if you get deeper into this, he talks about, you know why the Floridas and the USC. Now, hold on. You know why they're winning now. And it's been well documented that when Nebraska was winning national titles, they weren't having top 20 recruiting classes. And let's also remember that Florida hasn't always been a national power in football. Times do change. And I'm wondering, you know, there are programs that win without having big time. And I think that comes down to the recruiting and the coaching. Now, do you have to be that good of a coach to coach at Southern Cal in Florida? Or do you just have to have that one hook, and once you start winning, then they just start flooding in your door because you can have everybody you want like USC?
Yeah, you know, you get, I mean, you go back and you say Eddie George. Eddie George would make a lot of running back coaches look smart. Well, you know, Mon Green, Mike Rozier, they make you, you know, can make
John,
a coach
John
look really
Blake,
good.
Recruits can't coach. Got some other, I mean.
Bill Callahan.
Really? I can't believe you brought that up. Pro coach. There's some guys that don't recruit so well but can coach. It is very tough to find out who those guys necessarily are before you bring them into your system.
Now, did Nebraska able to win national titles without that level of talent, did that speak to the style of football as well? When they were one of the few teams running that style?
When did Florida come onto the scene? When they started to run, quote, that style, the five wideouts, the inside screens, all that kind of thing. The Nebraska ran good option football. Oklahoma ran good option football. They got the homeboys from the farm to come out and play line and went and tried to find as much speed as they could and found more speed as it progressed. What's more important, a coach that can recruit or a recruiter that can coach?
It's gotta be the guy that can coach. Period.
I would think so, too. Your thoughts, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. A coach can always coach. And as we know with these recruiting classes, just because you bring in a five-star doesn't mean he's going on to the pros, doesn't mean he's going to lead you to the promised land, a conference title, or a BCS game. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. More recruiting news coming up. Love to hear from you at 1-888-455-ESPN. You can fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox as well. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, it may pain a little in the beginning, but after a while you won't feel a thing.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College. You can get a degree and start a good job in just 2 years or transfer to a four-year college and finish up your bachelor's degree. At Central Community College, choose from day, evening, and online classes, full or part-time. Make a schedule that works for you. Plus, there's financial aid and scholarships available. Three campuses and three centers to serve you. Call 877-222-0780 or log on to ccceneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices. Central Community College.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme-tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
calling all outdoorsmen, landowners, and conservationists. On Saturday, February 7th, Grand Island will be the pheasant capital of Nebraska as the Midtown Holiday Inn plays host to the annual Pheasants Forever State Habitat Meeting. Grand Island will be the place to be if you want to learn about pheasant and quail habitat needs, habitat management, or how to enroll property into a conservation program. To learn more about the meeting, visit our website at www.nebraskapf.com.
Every week, there's a new webcast featuring Tri-City Storm coach Tom Rudrud and hosted by the arena voice of the Storm, Derek Stinson. Brought to you by ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. Click on ESPNSuperstation.com to see the Tri-City Storm Coach's Corner webcast.
We'll see sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around the mid-40s. Winds out of the southeast will also remain around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect mainly clear skies. Lows around 20 with south winds staying gusty at times. Then we'll rebound to the upper 50s Thursday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Of course, Hastings and UNK going through the recruiting process today as well, National Letter of Intent signing day. We'll be talking about that. And each school does it a little different. Nebraska press conference this afternoon at 2:30. You'll be able to catch that. Also, UNK usually releases their list a little later on in the day. We have a list from Hastings College we'll tell you about in just a moment as well. But, Daddy, you also have a list.
Well, I've got a list of top-performing hybrids. We're going over top-performing recruits in their senior season. Well, these are proven hybrids as well, and they're number one headed into this growing season, 57 V07. Hey, I'm talking about new hybrids, 57 V40. You want top-end yield potential in high-yield environments, excellent ear flex with positive response to high-fertility management, very good performance in zone with good northern adaptation. Hey, well, this hybrid will respond positively to fungicide as well. Hey, maybe you've had gray leaf spot the last couple years and need to get rid of it. Hey, perfect hybrid for your farming operation. 1-800-652-9298. The guys at Dyna-Grow doing it right. More acres were planted at Dyna-Grow this year than ever before. We got the YieldGuard VT triple hybrids. Ask him about that. Also ask him about the Roundup Ready Corn 2 system. Dyna-Grow is growing, and it's growing with you, the Nebraska farmer. Hey, they do it right because, hey, high yield potential.
Hey, what? I thought you were talking about corn.
I am. High yield potential, and that means high profitability, and that's what it's all about in the farming operation. 1-800-652-9298. Dyna-Grow is growing for you.
At the end of the season when you harvest, what do you do to, like, your beans or your wheat in the field? You're going through and you're kind of chopping it down.
Picking it. Picking your corn?
1-888-455-ESPN.
Oh, you're whacking it.
Oh, there you go. Just want to make sure you know you did. Whack.
Whack. Whacking it out of there.
It is National Recruiting Day, and we will take a look at what Hastings College has done so far today. They picked up a few transfers and a few other kids from the listing area. John Uden is going to transfer in from UNO. He was a first-team All-Stater in 07. He's a Hastings High graduate at offensive guard. Also, transferring over from UNK is quarterback Justin Berry. You know, they brought in all those kids to try to test them out, and I'm guessing when you find out that you're not going to have a chance and you've got freshmen out there, you're going to look to move on. So Justin Berry is going to transfer over to Hastings College as well. Nathan Zook, free safety out of Grand Island Senior High. Curtis Hudeberg, running back from Grand Island Senior High.
I enjoy stopping him.
Well, yeah.
He does that John Madden.
I wonder if they'll let him wrestle a little bit, too. A little bit.
Outstanding athlete. There you go.
Also coming in from Fremont Bergen, three kids, couple straight out of high school. One of them, a linebacker, Chad Swanson, is going to transfer in from Midland Lutheran. Got a place kicker from College of San Mateo. Ernesto Lacayo will be coming in. I bet he has a soccer background. Also, Chris Boley from Aurora is coming in. Offensive lineman, 6'2", 305. And those are a couple of the kids from the immediate listening area. Wide receiver, some offensive linemen, just a couple of linebackers in there. Good running back there with Hudeberg. That'll be a big addition for Coach Paul Merkowitz and his staff at Hastings College.
You know, I got to think, a running back like like Hudeberg is going to be able to play at that level almost immediately. There will be not much change to his game. I mean, that's straight ahead. Hand him the ball and get him a little hole and just let him run over people. You know, he's not the kid that's going to, you know, you want to see going down the sideline 45, 50. Well, you'd like to see that, but that's not his style. He's a punishing runner. And a lot of that damage done right between the tackles. So I think that's an immediate impact for Coach Merkowitz.
What are you most excited about on signing day here? Do you get fired up? Or is it more fired up when the kid gives an oral commitment, or do you really even care?
You know, I think you go back to the previous coaching staff in Nebraska, so much was put into this. And every day you picked up the paper to see how many stars and to see the highlight reels and to see, you know, they would push it out there, the information out there to the public so much that I think that fired you up. Now, I'm not all that fired up for it. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I'm not that excited for it.
Why is Nebraska, the state of Nebraska, talent severely down this year compared to, well, just last year, the last couple of years? There have been some highly sought after recruits. I mean, that Nebraska was actually fighting to get into Lincoln, and I don't think I heard that about really anybody in the state of Nebraska this year.
No, you know, I think if you go back over time, I'm not sure. I think last year was an exceptional year. I think this year is just one of those, well, probably a little bit down year. I mean, I think a normal year for Nebraska kids that play Division I football at a level of a Big 12, at a level of perhaps an SEC, I would say would be 4 or 5. That would be really pretty darn good. This year we only got 2. Well, last year there were 6 or 7 that signed Division I, I believe.
Yeah.
Harlan Gunn goes to Miami a couple years ago. You know, for those marquee programs to try and get kids, usually they don't have to work that hard to keep them in state because everybody wants to go to Nebraska.
Well, until Billy C. took care of that. Are they starting to get more of these kids to walk on? It just seems like there's not as much overall talent, at least not in this last senior class.
You know,
even locally, Tony, there wasn't any signing days today. I mean, there were a couple out there, but nobody was going big time, you know, for football around here.
You know, it's just got to be cyclical. We don't have the big numbers of people, and I mean, that's where that's why you get so many kids from in the Ohio area. I think you got the cities there. You know, the numbers in Omaha out for football, I'm sure they're relatively the same. You don't have that level of talent coming through every year. And I think, you know, to have a 5-star player in the state of Nebraska is almost unheard of, like Baker Steinkuhler was a year ago. And I think people will see
Trevor
that.
Trevor Robinson,
there you go. You know, to have that kind of talent, I don't think maybe we got accustomed to it because, and I think the propaganda machine and the newspapers and the radio stations were all picking up on it a year ago because of the carryover from the old staff. But I don't think this staff makes anything about it. I mean, I really don't think. I just think they say, hey, we're going to get our guys, whatever. I mean, I know Bo Pelini's cringing at the thought of doing a press conference at 2:30 today.
No, he loves press conferences. Hey, who would know better about the actual state? And we've talked about it, but let's just kind of refresh it. We go to the worldwide headquarters of Huskerland Prep. Bob Jensen joins us here. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning there, Duda. How are you?
Well, Bob, we just got to talking here, and we thought, who would know better than you? The talent level.
My wife. Let's be clear about that, right? I don't even know what you're going to ask. Well, but she knows better than me.
The talent level. We were talking about all the kids coming out of Nebraska that went a little bit big time D1 or at least somewhere the last couple of years, and even only 2 kids are going scholarship to Nebraska. Was the overall senior class pretty much down this year when it came to Nebraska football?
Well, I think athletically in general, this class was maybe a little bit of a step back from last year. If you need any reasoning behind that, it would simply be the fact that these guys have stated the case that they want to, you know, make this the Nebraska football program again, and they are looking for the chance to prove it. You know, they want Nebraska kids in the program. The fact that they only scholarship 2 kids, connect the dots. That must be what they thought they could do. Now, they have worked very hard at the walk-on deal, and we're going to get a lot of kids walking on that, frankly, would have gone other places or felt like they had to go other places before these guys came in. But, you know, it's a different day. It's just that right now it's entirely possible, especially at the top end, that athletically this class of 2009 is a bit of a step back from last year.
Well, Bob, when you look at last year, and I just think with Robinson, Sean Fisher, you Baker Steinkuhler, five-star kid, that's an exceptional year. We can't expect that every year, can we?
No. You're right, Daddy. Outside of the UU graduate, this is probably as good as it's been at the top, okay, last year. Sean Fisher, you know, I know everybody's going to talk about Baker Steinkuhler, and he's going to be really good at Nebraska. He was incredible in high school. But Sean Fisher's got that edge. He's got that thing that you have when you know you're good, and then you can prove it. You know, if he had not gotten hurt this year, it's entirely possible that Sean Fisher would have been a huge impact player as just a plain old freshman, no redshirt involved. And you're right; those kids were exceptional, and you know that's part of it. I mean, I don't think the general consensus is that either Cole Penzick or C.J. Zimmer is necessarily going to be one of those kids that's three-time All Big 12 or something like that. But there are, you know, they're obviously going to be people that are expected to contribute right away. And I talked to Zimmer yesterday, and he didn't say it word for word, but it's been made clear to him that we need a fullback, and that's what they're bringing him in to be. And you know, he's going to get a shot. I don't know that he's going to be able to pull it off, but he's going to get a shot to walk in and, if not start at fullback, play an awful lot right out of the gate. Penzick's going to be a guy that's probably going to take a red shirt and then come back the next year and try and make his way.
Bob Jensen is joining us from Huskerland Prep. Well, Bob, then how about the way the senior class shapes up for the upcoming senior class? Do we see a little bit more of a spike with these kids that are now juniors?
Well, you know, there's going to be some kids that are going to be good. I agree more than anything with what Tony said about the class from last year. You know, when we start comparing classes, and I guess that's what we're trying to do here, it's always a little bit tricky because some of these kids aren't as good as they're going to be. A lot of these kids are not as good as they're going to end up being. And I don't necessarily expect the class of 2010 to be able to match the class of 2008, but I would suspect it'll be somewhere in the ballpark with what we saw this year. A good example of what's going on. I talked to Mark Wortman. He's the coach at Elkhorn, and I talked to the pride of Lexington High School. There you go, people. And I talked to Wortman a couple days ago about a couple of boys that he's got, the Long Twins. They were tight end defensive ends for his football team, and they had offers. They had all the Division II offers that our kids usually get, and they had some interest from the border state Division I schools, like quite a few of our kids get. But and both of them are brilliant students. They're like 3.9 GPA, and that's not on a 10-point scale. Okay, that's on a 4-point. Well, they had a lot of options available to them, and they both told Coach Wortman that they just couldn't pass on the opportunity of going to Lincoln because they really felt like they were wanted there. And again, it didn't translate into scholarships this year. I'm not entirely sure that it's going to translate into, you know, six or seven scholarships next year. But we're going to go back to having these strong walk-on classes. And anybody who watched the games this year, and you look up and you see, you know, people like Lance Thorell and Matt May run around out there, you know, the door is open. And not only is it open, these kids are feeling wanted and welcomed, and it is going to make a difference in how our program is perceived, and also probably how much effort we get out of our kids. You know, these guys are the kids that we get to walk on down there. Obviously, are living and dying for that chance, and we're going to see a lot of great examples of that here from here on out, as long as Pelini and his staff are in place.
Bob, I've got to think, though, with the way football has developed into a year-round deal, and there's conditioning in the spring, they have summer conditioning, camp, nod, nod, shake, shake, you know, whatever you want to say about that. They're going all the time. Wouldn't you see an increase in the talent of football, though, and expect classes to be bigger now than they were even 5 years ago?
Well, you know, here's the deal, Danny. I could probably go into a 12-month regimen to make myself the peak of my physical condition. I ain't going to be a Division I, okay?
Right, I got you.
Okay, you know, granted, I was All-City at Arnold, and you can look that up, but, you know, that's you know, you still got to have the goods, and you know that. And I don't have a sense that there's the and again, you know, things will change a lot between now and September. But right now, if you're asking me about the kids that we have coming next year that will be seniors, I don't know that there's the depth that there have been some other years. But, yeah, we've got kids that pay a price. We've got a lot of kids that maximize their abilities, and especially when it comes to football. You know, this is a football state. This is a football country. You know, they lay it on the line knowing that they've got a chance to play beyond high school. But, you mentioned guys like Sean Fisher and Trevor Robinson and Baker Steinkuhler. You know, those are top-end kids. I can remember talking to the people, the national recruiting people at Rivals.com, and having them basically just say that, you know, this is the best year, this year being last year, the best year that they had on record in terms of top-end Division I quality football players. The one thing that everybody's going to want to talk about next year is going to be Andrew Rodriguez at Aurora. And when I talk about these national recruiting people at Rivals, I talked to the national director here last spring just to kind of get caught up and, you know, get his impression on Nebraska football. He immediately said that he had just, like, in the last couple weeks, and again, this is back in April or something like that, been to a national camp, national lineman camp, and he told me that when it came to native ability, just raw goods, that Andrew Rodriguez was in the top 1% of the offensive linemen in the class of 2010. And anybody who saw him play this year, especially at the end of the football season, he took his game to a whole new level. And Andrew is a great kid. If you talk to people in Aurora, you know, football is about the third or fourth thing they bring up about Andrew Rodriguez. His citizenship, his friendliness, his willingness to be a teammate, those are the things that you hear. But the one thing they got whispered, maybe not spoken out loud a lot, was that they were wondering if Andrew would be able to be, for lack of a better phrase, mean enough to take it to the next level, if you will. This just in, he got mean. Okay, he got real mean at the end of the year. He was completely dominant in every game that he played the last six or seven games, right through the state finals. And I think he has really found himself, really hit his stride and matured, not so much physically, but matured in his approach. And he's still a great kid. And I had a chance to visit with him when they were here in Central City to play basketball a couple weeks ago. And he is. He's a great young man, and he's somebody that the school and the community can be real proud of. But I'm telling you what, the kid has got that edge now. And if people have got a chance to lay down their $5 to go see him play next year, they should do it, because he's going to be one of those guys. Even in the line, when he goes to Lincoln here in a year and a half or whatever, he's going to be one of those guys that will have a chance to be an immediate impact player, which is almost unheard of in the line.
Well, we look forward to it'll be here before we get to around the summer. It always leaves too quick. But, Bob, thanks for jumping in real quick with us this morning on a letter of intent signing day. And have a beautiful day.
Yeah, you bet. You guys, too. Well, I know I'll see you soon here, maybe at the old Lou Platt or something.
We'll be there.
You always are.
See you, Bob.
Husker recruiting news out there. We have just received confirmation. Taylor Martinez is in. Nebraska has signed their recruiting class. All 20 players are signed. Now, remember, it was expected to be 21. DeAndre Byrd, the cornerback out of Lincoln High School, I believe that's Tallahassee, Florida, he will be placed in a junior college. So he did not qualify academically. Nebraska will get him where they think he needs to be. The class stands at 20, and they are locked and loaded.
And again, it's not... I mean, the kid doesn't have to make his decision today, But now, officially, everybody can quit harping on him because it's signed and sealed and delivered. And just talking about some of that Nebraska talent, it's not like kids aren't coming out and going places. Grand Island Central Catholic, Kelly Zimmerman, Colorado Mines, Tommy Howard, UNO. To play football at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. You look at St. Cecilia, Doug in Hastings, firing this over to us. Matt Stirrup going to Northwest Missouri State, one of the national powers in Division II. Jordan Jakupke going to Morningside, very good program in the NAIA. Justin Small going to Fort Hays State, all good programs. But again, St. Cecilia, Pierce, Cole Moose, you know, they talk about some of the great programs, there's still nobody, I guess, that the coaches think are good enough out of these perennially good programs to go play at the Division I level, which goes back to your question, why is that? I mean, when they seem to be trying to get better like all kids are year-round, is it just because they are Nebraska kids?
I think that's a tough question to answer. You know, 1-888-455-3776, if you've got any thoughts on that. Doug, I wish I could pinpoint that and answer the question. I don't know that I can.
I think there's a little bit of that. I think there's reasons that football – I mean, you can't tell me there's not Division I football players in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana,
Idaho,
Hawaii. You can't tell me there's not. It's just that you don't have to go get – these kids are looking for the best offer. I mean, why do you think – I mean, look at the kids at the Division II, the 1AA, the NAIA level that are setting national records, that are blowing things up. Perfect example, Corey Lewis, St. Paul, goes to Northern Iowa, turns out to be up for all kinds of awards, a great running back. They make it to the national semifinals again, lose at the very end to Richmond, who wins the national title. Are you better off doing that? Different sport. I said it the day he decided. Drake Baronic. He's averaging 30-some points a game at UNK. You can't tell me he's not talented enough to be playing Division I ball, but is it worth playing Division I ball at Montana or Eastern Washington, or would you rather be happy at UNK? Is that what we're coming down to here? I mean, it's not like in Ohio where there's or North Carolina or Texas where your family, no matter if you pick one of about 20 schools, they're within 3 hours of drive of watching you play your home games. That's just not the way it is here.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right.
Before we go into a break here, Brent fires in. You guys nailed it when it comes to coaching or recruiting. Coaching is more important. The coach takes the talents of his athletes and bring those to the forefront, as we saw with Billy C., who recruited talent but couldn't coach them. Again, did he really recruit talent? Bo took what he had and drew the best out of each individual. I agree you need to try and get the best out there, but more times than not, it's the kids that are under the radar that will win the game for you, and that comes from heart and coaching. I'm happy with a class that ranks top 30 versus number one. No pressure that way.
Well,
I'll take number one.
Well,
I don't give me that I'd rather be number 28 instead of number one. I'll take number one because guess what? LSU, Ohio State, and USC are winning.
Folks, once again, when you get on these websites today, you've got to realize, because I know the question, and Derek, you might ask it this morning, how come we don't have five-star players? It goes back to, and we've been told over and over by Sean Callahan, Jeremy Crabtree, when we've been able to talk to them, they're not that many out there. There's only about between 20 and 30 five-star players in the nation, and you've got to consider, in the big scheme of things, people, let's be honest, USC gets five, Texas gets five, Florida gets five. You're down to 10 of them to spread across the whole wide world of college football. There's not that many out there. Then you jump to four stars. There's many more than 25. I mean, that's just a number deal. If you're new to following recruiting, that's the way it is.
What would you have been again?
I would have been about a one. I'd been a one, and with very slow and very white behind that.
Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. They're there for you this sports season, as they are every season. They know that youth wrestling is starting up, so let the folks at Misco's outfit the little grappler in your life. A little grappler, that's a young wrestler.
Okay.
That's a young wrestler. From head to toe, they've got all the gear that you need. Headgear, singlets, knee pads, shoes. Misco's can fit anyone from 4 to 14 and beyond. And don't forget, T-shirts and shorts for practice, the gym bag, the tote, everything around. You know what? You're the new parent. You're going, I want to get my kid involved. I don't want to send him off to practice like a geek. let's fake the coaches out a little bit. You know, they can tell you what you're going to need for practice and for competition. And before you know it, baseball's starting this weekend for the collegiate level. Softball's going. It's never too early to start thinking about that. If you need a new ball glove, the boys at Misco's will go over everything they have in stock, in the magazine, whatever you need to get you ready for the upcoming season. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. We'll take a break and be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. An outstanding.
All right, construction crews, everybody ready?
Ready in Chicago.
Montgomery.
Honolulu. Oh, who's in Honolulu?
It's Tim from Boston. I just got transferred to Hawaii.
Wicked good weather they got here.
Buy one Motorola i576 phone for $69.99. Get up to four free with Sprint, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Offers for eligible business accounts only. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to two-year agreement. Up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golay.
Don't start the year in the doghouse, my friend. Now's the time to make things right. Head to the jewelry store inside JCPenney before Valentine's Day.
Wait till you hear about these deals. Great deals on diamonds. 1/3 carat total weight diamond heart in yellow gold for just $114.99. The 1 carat total weight diamond heart pendant in 14 karat gold over silver, $229.99. Plus a lab-created ruby heart pendant for $116.99.
Deals like these make it easy to get out of trouble. JCPenney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around the mid-40s. Winds out of the southeast will also remain around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect mainly clear skies. Lows around 20 with south winds staying gusty at times. Then we'll rebound to the upper 50s Thursday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
I was a highwayman.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And we want you to be a winner on Valentine's Day. And it's very easy, folks. You don't even have to do anything but sign up to be an ESPN superfan. And all you have to do that is go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. You can vote on the Sun Heat Hot Topic of the Week, which is how many conference games will the Nebraska men's basketball team win this year? So vote on that. Then get signed up for our great Valentine's gift package, which includes a dozen beautiful fresh-cut long-stem roses from Roses for You, a massage and pedicure package from L Salon and Spa. That's how you say that, right? L. I knew I couldn't give this to you. A his and her car care deal from Midas, and plain Jane candles, a great mood setter with wonderful smelling candles. For more information on what's in the gift, you can go to the website, check it out, ESPNSuperstation.com. Next week, I believe on Wednesday, we'll be choosing our winners, so you've got 1 week to do it. Don't forget to do it, though. Get in, get it done. All you have to do, sign up to be a ESPN superfan. That's the only way you can win prizes from ESPN Superstation. When the NCAA basketball tournament rolls around, you're going to need to be a superfan. And all the other promotions we do on the Doug and Daddy Show, for you to be a winner for signing up, superfan is what you need to do. It only takes a couple of minutes. We don't harp on you with a bunch of crap emails. We just want you to be signed up so we know how to get a hold of you when you're a winner.
Speaking of winners, Nebraska winning on the road versus Texas Tech. Now they're on the road with Colorado.
Why are they playing at 9:30?
I don't.
That better be a good game before it. That's all I'm saying.
You give them a chance tonight. They've only won back-to-back road games in the Big 12 once in the last 11 years.
Well, Colorado, remember Lee Barfneck, some of the other folks thought maybe Colorado could be the first 0-16 team in the conference in quite a while. They beat Iowa State. They're playing a little bit better. Nebraska needs to keep their focus. This is a must-win for Nebraska. You know, you got to, you know, if Nebraska's going to win or steal a game on the road, you got to do it against a team that's supposedly worse than you. We'll find out tonight. The game is on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and Fox Sports Midwest. Tip-off is at 9:35. How about the Nebraska women knocking off 8th-ranked Baylor at home tonight?
No, it's not going to happen.
Ain't going to happen.
It's going to be ugly.
Hastings College basketball home tonight. They will have their games on 12:30 a.m. at KHAS as they take on Nebraska Wesleyan. No real major upsets last night in conference tournament basketball. I got a chance to see a real good game between Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. You know, Adams Central is Class B, and you can see why. They had so much. I just saw some things last night that I hadn't seen a lot of this year. Kids that were very quick off the dribble, pull-up jump shots. There is a new concept. It had been so long since I remember what a pull-up jump shot off the dribble had looked like. Adams Central, I'm going to tell you what. There are four very good teams, and Kearney Catholic's very good, but I'm looking forward to that semifinal round tomorrow night on Power 99, and Adams Central will be on 12:30 KHAS as well from Ravenna.
Doug, you think the level, and we bag on the boys' basketball, and it's down. You say the level of girls' basketball is decent this year or not across the board?
No. Also down.
That's going to be a great district. You set up Adams Central as well, and we got a chance to talk to Coach Mark about that with Holdridge taking Seward to the wire.
Going to be some good girls. There are some good girls up in that area.
Not that Seward's in the district. I'm just saying Holdridge playing some good basketball as well.
Here's a surprise. Overton boys lose by 1 to Elm Creek on Friday night, I think it was, and then they win by 36 last night. Overton comes back, so I guess there you go. And I guess look out for Loomis. They're starting to get their kids back after a tough start. And they pushed Eustace Farnham a little bit last night as well. So Kearney girls continue to roll. They take care of Hastings. Sandy Creek and Sutton girls are winners. Blue Hill, Silver Lake, Deschler. Lawrence Nelson got pushed to the wire by the Shelton girls last night. So hopefully they have their noses pointed the right way. But for these girls teams, they only have one, maybe two games left outside of a Class A as we come down the wire. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll wrap it up after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. You can forget a lot of things in life. Never forget the ladies in your life. I know times are tough, but you got to buy flowers. Right now, ProFlowers.com has an exclusive deal just for my listeners. A dozen Sweet Expressions roses for only $39.99. And get a second dozen free, plus a free glass vase. 24 beautiful romantic roses for $39.99. An insane deal this close to Valentine's Day. Here's the key, though. It expires Friday. So buy now, save money, schedule delivery for Valentine's Day. Guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days. 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, upper right-hand corner, and type in the password Colin, C-O-L-I-N. 2 dozen roses and a free vase for $39.99. Over $30 in savings. It expires Friday, though, so prices go up after that. Order today. Proflowers.com.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around the mid-40s. Winds out of the southeast will also remain around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight we can expect mainly clear skies. Lows around 20 with south winds staying gusty at times. Then we'll rebound to the upper 50s Thursday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 27.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're going to look at UNK's signees so far this morning. They've got 31 as of right now, 26 from Nebraska. What state are the other five from, Tony?
Let me guess, Colorado?
Shocker! 20 on defense, 10 offense, one kicker.
We've got to place G off.
Well, that's exactly right. Daddy, it's not all football, though. We're only about a week and a half away from more great basketball. The Heartland Hoops Classic Saturday.
February 14th, Heartland Event Center. Hey, Tino's got a note here at the bottom. He guarantees scoring in every half. Games tip off at 9:30. They go all day long. People, there's going to be some great basketball. Second year of the event, drew over 3,500 fans from Nebraska and Iowa last year. Try and do it again. February 14th, Heartland Hoops Classic going on at the Heartland Event Center. Check it out. You can go to their website or call 308-398-1154 or go to heartlandhoopsclassic.com for more information on tickets.
Going to run down what we have for UNK. More on this afternoon on the sports. But as far as maybe some area talent and alphabetical order, Matt Berry from McCook, a wide receiver. Dylan Brining, now there's an all-around pretty good athlete that's going to be coming. He's a defensive end, and he's coming out of Arapahoe. Andrew Clark, a defensive end out of Lexington, is coming to UNK. Dilton Goldle, a wide receiver out of McCook, is rolling into town as well. Also coming in out of Blue Hill, Cody Carr, out of the state champion Bobcats, is running in an outside linebacker. Good get there. Also coming in, Cole Kruger from Grand Island Senior High. He's an outside offensive lineman, excuse me. Linebacker Cody Kroll of Minden. Adams Central defensive lineman Riley Larson. Kevin McCants, a defensive lineman from Lexington. Jake Morton, he is going to be an inside linebacker from the Loomis Wolves, has signed with UNK. Aaron Rupert, tight end from McCook. Steven Rush, a lot of people know him from Anselmo Moore as a running back. He's going to come and play defensive back for UNK, or at least that's what they have him as. Corey Serrano, a quarterback out of North Platte, is coming to UNK. Braden Taylor, defensive back from Grand Island Senior High School. Justin Teal from Hastings Adams Central, the defensive tackle, is going to be coming in as well. McCook's Joe Vitrovsky at center will also be coming in to UNK. So that's a lot of the players. We went down Hastings College, Nebraska, all that. Huskers.com has the press conference this afternoon with Bo Pelini, and we'll hear from the coach later on today as well.
Tomorrow, Doug, jam-packed show again.
You got a jam-packed show tomorrow. We will start things off with Jim Bovey, head baseball coach at Hastings College. They start their season this weekend. We'll also be catching up with Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star. Once the whole recruiting day has settled down, we'll take an overall look at what did happen. We will talk with Sip. Also planning on having Steve Anderson on either tomorrow or Friday, the announcer, the track announcer from Bonner Park. Want to thank Jeremy Crabtree for joining us on the show today, and Daddy Brian Bannister and the Royals have agreed to a one-year contract worth $1.7 million.
Also want to thank Bob Jensen for joining us from Huskerland Prep as well. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.